One of the hallmarks of the Senate budget is that it cuts less than either the budget drawn up by the governor or Assembly Republicans. And it does that in part by collecting more taxes from corporations. The Senate budget implements a system of combined reporting that would no longer let corporations use out-of-state subsidiaries to lower their Wisconsin tax bills. It would bring in an extra $90 million a year in state tax revenue. Kenosha Democrat Robert Wirtz says it's something he thinks his constituents can support.
No, I think people are ready for fairness. And this budget asks big corporations to pay their fair share, and I think the average person gets that.
The Senate budget includes Governor Jim Doyle's hospital tax, which nets hospitals and the state more federal money. It also uses an accounting trick proposed by the state assembly to delay a $125 million school aid payment. Nina Republican Senator Mike Ellis says both are bad ideas. He equated the budgets drawn up by both political parties to playing Russian roulette with the future of the state.
We Democrats, we Republicans, we Independents are in for a rude economic awakening. We are passing a bill today that no family in Wisconsin would dare suggest as a solution to their personal financial crisis.
Because the Senate budget repair differs from the one drawn up by the Assembly, leaders from each chamber now have to work on a compromise. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.